All right, this is Forrest Elise, interviewing for Creative Push on December 17th at 3:12 p.m. Can you say your name and your age?
I'm Geraldine Toya, and I'm 50 years old.
Great. Can you just set the stage for us? Like, tell us maybe where you were born or just a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, according to my mom, I was actually born in my dad's company van. So our distance from where we actually go to a hospital is usually like an hour drive. So on the way to the hospital, that's where I was born. But I was actually, taken to the UNMH hospital in Albuquerque.
So it was an hour drive from where?
From our pueblo, which is Jemez. Pueblo, and our main, the main area then was in Albuquerque, so we didn't have, the hospitals that are near us right now, which is only like 20, 30 minutes now compared to back then. That was in 66.
Do you have sisters and brothers?
Yes, I do. I have two brothers and one sister, so I'm actually the second child out of four.
Wow, so do you remember your mom being pregnant with your other siblings?
Well, we're pretty much closely, at age. So I think I'm like 2 years. Well, from my older brother, he's between me and him is only a year. And then between me and my other brother after me is 2 years. And then the sister after my brothers were like 3 years apart. So
did
was
you
pretty close.
Sorry about that. Did you grow up kind of living near your family even as you got older?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes. So it was, And then for me, for my part, I have six children. Yeah, I have four girls, two boys. But they're actually, they're not as close as we were when we were born. So my oldest to my second oldest is 4 years apart. Then from my second oldest to the third, next one is 2 years. And then from the third to the fourth is another three. The fourth to the fifth is another three. And then the fifth to the sixth, 10 years.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you always want a big family?
I actually did. My husband had five or six siblings as well. So he grew up in a big family. So he was more... wanted a big family because that's pretty much how he was raised. So that's what we have.
So do you remember being pregnant with your first child?
Yes. Me and my husband, we were dating. And so right after high school, we got married. So we've been married for 32 years. But we had our oldest when we were still in high school. So we had her at a young age. But my parents actually wanted to raise her so we can continue on our education. But then we felt that she was our only way of being, staying together as a couple. So we didn't give her up. We raised her ourselves, And then we actually moved to Dallas together, and that's where I had my second daughter. So she was born in Dallas.
Interesting. So did you also have to make that hour drive to the hospital when you had your child, your first one?
My first one, yes, I did, because she was born at Presbyterian Hospital, and that was in downtown in Albuquerque. But I was taken by ambulance, because during then, my dad was an EMT, so he was one that got the ambulance service in our pueblo, so he's the one that actually drove me to the hospital in the ambulance.
Did you enjoy being pregnant, or how was it for you?
Well, to me, as far as being young, my mom and my parents never expected me to have a child early. So it pretty much, I wasn't informed how pregnancy was or, how being pregnant was and stuff. So I experienced it. I always say I experienced it in the hard way, because I didn't know anything about the being nauseated and all this stuff and morning sickness, what comes with it. The second time around, I was pretty much new, and I was aware of what I can go through.
With the first birth, did you take an epidural or any medication?
Yes, I did. Oh my God, yes, I did. It was a experience. My mom never told me what was going to come, how it was going to be, but all my kids were natural born. I didn't have cesareans on any of them. My oldest one was the only one I did epidural. The rest of them, I just did it all natural. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So did you, how did you find that inner strength? How did you cope with the pain?
During that time, for all my pregnancies, after my oldest daughter, my husband was with me. So he pretty much just calmed me down. He did a lot of native music, like singing. And I just kind of focused on what his songs were about and kept me, you know, just doing what I had to do, you know. And my second oldest, when I was having her in Dallas, she just came right out. It's like, I didn't even know she was already out. And they said, congratulations. And I was like, what? You know? So that I didn't have. But then the other ones, they were bigger. So they weighed more. You know, my oldest was the lightest. The second one was kind of bigger in weight. And then the rest of them were pretty much over eight pounds, close to nine pounds. Yeah.
So, did you know the sex of your first child before you gave
birth? No. I didn't want to know. The fourth child was the only one that I wanted to know. But the first three, I never asked or never wanted to know what the sex were, you know, what they were going to be. I wanted a surprise. And so that's pretty much what we had. So we had two girls, and then the third one was a boy. Fourth one was a girl. And a boy, and then the last one's the girl.
So with your children, did you have the naming ceremony with the godparents, or did you guys name your children?
We actually name them ourselves, except for the godparents. We would leave the middle name up to them, so that way we know that they were, you know, they're a part of them. That way when they do come to see them and it's a part of their lives, they can call them by that name that they've chosen to give to them.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
So out of all your children's births, were they very different or were they kind of similar?
I think they were all similar. They were pretty much similar. You know, I knew what to expect, and when I did, it happened that way. So pretty much it was, you know.
Was there anything surprising about the experiences?
Just the first one. Yeah, just the first one. Yeah. No, I think it might be. Yeah, it's Donnie. It's my youngest, I'll call
him. That's so nice. He could tell you were talking about him. Yeah. So have you been there for any of your children's births? Your grandchildren?
Grandchildren, yes. Yes, I, on all of them, yeah, all of them, and my oldest daughter, when she had her oldest daughter, I actually kind of saw myself in her, you know, because my granddaughter's father, the other side of the other grandmother came, and she played the flute, and my daughter was like, she was like, get her out of here. You know, she was so annoyed and irritated by it. And she was just trying to calm her. But she was like, I don't want to hear nothing. I just want to deal with this by myself, you know. And that was her way of getting through her pain. and I was like, no, she didn't mean it like that, you know, kind of explaining to the other grandma. But she said, oh, no, I went through it, so I know. She said, and, you know, I don't blame her. So, but, you know, she apologized and said, you know, I didn't mean to. I didn't even know I did that. But there's times where she didn't know because she was too much in pain.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where I saw myself in a way. And then I kind of comfort her by telling her, you know, it's all right because that's what I went through. Yeah.
Did you feel that you could provide her more preparation because... Were you more open with your children about the process?
I've always been. And before she went into labor, I've explained to her what she's going to kind of, I said, every woman's different, you know, but I told her what I went through when I had her because she was the oldest. So she pretty much was, you know, trying to keep it brave and said, you know, I can do this and I don't want to go through what you want you went through, but sooner or later she found that, okay, yeah, there's no way you can control it. If you're in pain, you're in pain, you know? So, but I had all of them natural, but then my three daughters, three older ones, they all have children, but they all had cesareans. Yeah, so none of them had natural. So the oldest one has two girls. She has cesareans, both of them. My second daughter has a boy and a girl, cesarean. Then my third daughter has cesarean because her baby was like almost 10 pounds. Yeah, so she, yeah, she had, she, and she stayed in the hospital for a whole week in labor. Yeah, and there was, they tried to induce her, everything. She couldn't have it natural. So finally they said, you know, the bag already broke. We can't let it, you know, being him in there for, you know, a period, you know, they can only have him in there for so long. So then they decide it's time for cesarean.
Boy, yeah. When you saw that, you must have thought you had good experiences.
Yes. And I was kind of like hoping that they all would have it the way, you know, I did. But, you know, I said, well, we're all built different, you know. So, and they even talk about that. They always say, why did you have us natural? How did you do that? And we all had to go through cesarean, you know. So we're open to talk about the differences, you know, like how they seen it or the experience, and then what I tell them, what I went through.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Do you know in your family who, what generation or who was the last person to be born at home?
Probably my grandmother. My grandparents, actually. And that was the old ways then, because my grandmother used to say her mom and her dad were each born in separate homes. But back then, when they were born, they were already put together to be married when they grew up. So that was the tradition back then, but a lot of it has changed now. So actually, like, say my great-grandmother was born, my great-grandfather was born, and they were born pretty much like almost the same days. The parents actually talked to each other and said, well, when they grow up, he's going to marry her and she's going to marry him. So that's how it was back then. But my grandparents, they were both born at home. Yeah. And my mom and dad, my dad was born, I think, in California, because his dad was in the railroad, you know, traveling. So he was stationed different places. And my mom, the great-grandmother, remember that picture I showed you? She actually says that my mom's dad was born in their home, and the one of the clan men was the one that, like a medicine man, I guess, that helped her deliver and clean the baby up and everything. But back then, meanwhile, like now, up to now, when we give birth, we have to fast, which means there's 4 days of fasting where we can't just have anything with sugar, salt. Everything has to be like natural foods, like cornbread, cornmeal, porridge that's made with corn. So everything like that. And that's what they say cleanses all the birthing that's inside of you as a woman. And they will tie a shawl around you with a belt to help you put pressure so everything can cleanse out. So you have to fast for 4 days.
Yeah, that makes sense. Someone just the other day was talking about that binding, you know, mm-hmm. to get the uterus to mm-hmm. shrink back.
Yes, that's what we did. They would wrap you and you stand there and they would pull that belt real tight. So that's pretty much what we'd still do today. That's still our tradition. So,
did you nurse your children?
Yes. Yes, I did. Breastfed all of them. Yeah. My oldest daughter, she breastfed the oldest one. The second one, she couldn't produce, you know, enough. So she actually just had to deal with the... But my second daughter, she breastfed both of them. And then the same with my third daughter, she breastfed him. So
that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Particularly for a C-section, too, because sometimes mm-hmm. the milk is harder to come
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
Well, Ashley, do you have any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't know if you... Is there anything else you wanted to add? I feel bad that we're taking your time, but
your
story is fascinating. I cannot imagine all those children.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so, well, next time, if you guys are around, you can always interview my daughters.
We will be. Where are they?
They're at home in Hamas. Remember where?
Can we visit? We'll be here till Tuesday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll see if the second one is able to tomorrow.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, because she lives in Rio Rancho.
I would love that. Okay. Yeah.